proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson, and today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. On this program, we will take a look at the book of Exodus and the Torah portion called Shmot, which means names. Shmot is the second word in the biblical Hebrew text and also the Hebrew name for the book of Exodus. This Torah portion is one of my favorites because the setting is in one of my favorite locations, the desert. This is the second word in the biblical Hebrew text, which begins Be'ele Shmot, translated as, and these are the names. Shmot, or names, is also the Hebrew name for the book of Exodus, as we mentioned a moment ago. Chapters 1 and 2 let us know that hundreds of years, 430 to be exact, have passed since the closing events of Genesis chapter 50. Also, we are introduced to Moses and his younger years. When Moses kills the Egyptian in chapter 2, he forever leaves his life of grandeur in Egypt as Pharaoh's daughter's son and flees to the land of Midian to become a humble shepherd. And here he lives for 40 years. Let's now take a look at the place where God spoke to Moses, this being the desert. During a class on Bible geography with Dr. Jonathan Lipnick of the E-Teacher, he gave a very important observation, which he said, "The physical setting of the Bible plays a major role in the theology of the Bible. To understand the God of the Hebrew Bible, you must understand the place, i.e. Israel, where he has that relationship with his people. The Bible would not be the book we know it if it were situated anywhere else." Exodus 3, verses 1 and 2 gives us the geographical setting for the passage under consideration. The Bible says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." Now notice the phrase, backside of the desert. The Hebrew word translated as desert is midbar, which means exactly that, desert. Now, if you ever visit Israel and gone to one of my favorite places, the Judean wilderness or the Negev, then it is at that midbar. Although Moses is not in Israel, it's a sign but in Midian. Nonetheless, it's the desert. The desert is generally a still and quiet place. I love the desert and love to visit the desert places. Many prophets receive revelations from God while in the desert, among them Moses, David, and even the Apostle Paul. It is not that God is more real in the desert than any other places, because God is everywhere present. It is just that we are so easily distracted from knowing God due to the many distractions of life. In the desert, we detach from the noisiness of everyday life that demands our attention and can focus on God. It is then that God can speak to our hearts. I think it is most important that Moses was just not in the desert, but in the backside of the desert, when God gave him this revelation. God wanted Moses in a place where he had his undivided attention before he revealed to him his most important name. Now, there are many qualities of the desert that God can create in our life regardless of where we live geographically, and one of them is that of limited resources. God often puts his servants into desert situations regardless of where they are living to teach them the same principles that he taught Moses and the children of Israel, as well as David and Paul. So, if we find ourselves in a desert of God's making, let us not fret, but rather rejoice that God is wanting to speak to us and give us a deeper view of himself. And so, he is sending us to the school of the desert. Now, I want to invite you to join us next time when we will discuss this Hebrew nugget further and look closer at what God said to Moses in the desert. Through this, we will see how God develops a leader for his glory. Thank you again for joining us for this program. If you'd like to hear this program again or listen to any other archive programs, you can do so by going to ibjm.org. And as we close out this program as well, just want to remind our folks the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim, let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you and have a wonderful day. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.